Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that we can spend time together in this teaching. And I believe that the Holy Spirit will really speak to you and renew your mind and put more faith into your heart. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can come to hear your words and we can really grow up spiritually and we can become people of faith and we can experience your goodness and your blessing, Father. We thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, I would like to talk about the blessing of the Lord. I would like to encourage you that our Lord God, the Almighty God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, loves to bless His people. And I believe that you are His people. You are a born-again Christian. You repent of your sin. And Jesus Christ is the Lord and Master and Savior of your life. You believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead on the third day. And when God created Adam and Eve, the first thing He said to them is that, I bless you, multiply and fill the earth. So God's original plan for mankind is to bless His people. Therefore, when we read the Bible, we can see that God loves to bless His people, and His people include you and me. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Our God wants to bless us with the overflowing blessing. It is His will for us to enjoy life and to have super abundant life. He doesn't want us to be poor, to be sick, to be weak, to fail. He wants us to be successful, blessed, to be the blessing to the nations and have the overflowing grace and favor of heaven. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8, the Lord Jesus talked about asking and seeking and knocking the door of heaven. He says, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. I wonder, have you ever said or heard this statement? I just want the best for my kids. That is my heart too. I want the best for my children. This is what your Heavenly Father is saying about you and me. Right now, at this very moment, and for eternity. There's a simple truth to receiving God's blessings, favor, and grace that many believers today have yet to understand. It begins with understanding this truth. The truth in the Bible is this: God loves to bless His children. It brings Him great joy to answer their prayers and give them the desire of their heart. He wants you to grow up spiritually, to live for the kingdom, to be fruitful, successful, and to be full of superabundant blessing. Many times we think this way: I should not bother God by asking for too much. Things could be worse, but I'm okay now. I'm getting by okay. I don't need to bother God. That is a wrong idea. That is not a biblical idea. The scriptures say it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. In Luke chapter 12, verse 32. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Salvation, deliverance, the presence of God, the anointing on your life, open heaven over your life, grace, favor, blessing, financial blessing, good health, wisdom, the favor of God, the guidance and the leading of God, and success, strength, all kinds of good things. Our God is a completely good God. For the things in His kingdom is always good. He is happy to give us the good things of the kingdom, including salvation. When you ask for God's goodness and abundance in any area of your life, whether it is the area of finance or the area of health, job, family, parenting, ministry, He loves to see you ask Him. He loves to hear your prayer. He loves to see you rejoice in His goodness and blessing. A good father does not want to give his child the worst thing. A good father wants to give the best to his child. And our Father in heaven is even better than the human father. God does not just want the ordinary, the common for you. He has uncommon blessings, unusual increase, and unprecedented favor in store for you. His desires and dreams for your life are bigger and better than your own idea and your own dream. But here is the key that you and I need to practice and use. If you think small, you will pray small prayers. If you think big, have a great faith, you will pray big and uncommon prayers. Let us take the limits of God today. Don't put Him in the box. Don't put limits on Him. But take the limits of God and begin to believe that God wants to give you and me His best, His uncommon blessing, and also unexpected favor. Let us ask God for dreams that look impossible. Pray for increase that seem out of reach, that seem impossible. Believe for favor to overcome any obstacle that look too impossible, too difficult, and too hard to overcome. A lady decided to pray a bold, uncommon, take the limit off kind of prayer for her son. For over 10 years, her son was as off course as can be. This young man was on drugs. He had stolen her credit card and ran up all kinds of debt. He was constantly in and out of jail, causing her heartache and pain. Most people would pray simple prayer like this: God, just get my son off drugs and just help him stay out of jail. But that is an ordinary prayer. This lady dared to pray a bold and big prayer. She said to God, "My Lord, I am asking you to not just get my son's life straightened out, but God, use my son. Let him be a church leader. Let him be a difference maker." I want to tell you, God loves it when you pray a big prayer, a bold and uncommon prayer like this. What happened to her? One Sunday morning, while this son was in jail, the inmates had the television on watching a preaching program. And this man came in, never planned to watch any Christian preaching, but he heard about God having a plan for his children's life and how their past cannot keep them from their destiny. Stronghold in his mind were broken off that morning. 2 weeks later, he went to a church service and stood up to give his life to Christ. He had tears running down his cheeks. He knew that his mother had been praying for him for years, and how he felt a love and a sense of purpose that he had never felt before. I believe the Holy Spirit was working in his spirit. on that day to answer the prayer of the mom. Today, that same young man is a pastor of a local church, and he helps other people who made the same mistakes in life he had made. I want to encourage you, brother and sister, there are no limits in life when you believe that God wants His best for you. When you dare to pray a bold prayer, an uncommon prayer, if you have faith and boldness to ask Him for the best, He will rejoice, and He is blessed by your prayer, and a more blessed life is what He wants for you and me. Instead of struggling to get by, to just make it day by day, God's best for you is to overflow or super abundant. Instead of living with that addiction, God's best for you is to be totally free from addiction. Instead of going along or to get by, God's best will bring you someone to love, and He wants you to have good friends and good spouse. Instead of burying the dream that you have when you were young, God's best for you will bring that dream to life. I like what Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. This is a powerful scripture I would like to read for you. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10 says, "And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed." Everyone say, indeed. Everyone say, bless me. Bless me indeed. "And enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." Look at what the Bible says. So God granted him what he requested. Jabez did not just pray, "God, okay, just bless me." No, Jabez has the boldness to pray. He said this way, "Bless me indeed." Do you know the difference? When he said indeed, he was saying to God, "My Lord, my Father in heaven, bless me in abundance. Bless me with overflow. Bless me with increase. Bless me supernaturally with favor that I can be a blessing to other people." Saying indeed was like adding 5 exclamation points. Jabez was praying a bold, faith-filled, 5 exclamation points kind of prayer to the Lord. God was not offended by Jabez's prayer or request. In fact, his prayer included that he would not sin against God. He would live for God. He would like to expand territory, which means that he wanted to be the blessing to many people around him and to be the blessing to the nation. I would like to encourage you to live that kind of lifestyle. Repent easily. Ask God to take you away from temptation and sin. And you want God to bless you with favor, wisdom, finances, and victory so that you can be the blessing to your neighbors, to your co-workers, to your church, to your pastor, to your members, and to your children and grandchildren, to your spouse. You're going to live a holy life in repentance, and you will use your life to bring life to other people. Jabez went on to pray, "Enlarge my territory," which means I want to be the blessing to other people. It's not a selfish prayer. It's a prayer of godliness, prayer to bless other people. "Expand my borders." I want to reach out to more, save more souls, bringing more people to church, bringing revival to people. God did not correct him for asking for too much at all. God did not complain that, "Wow, you ask too much for me, you bother me." No, the opposite happened. The end of verse 10, the Bible says, God granted him what he requested. What are you praying for today? What does God's best look like for you? Do you expect God's best in your life? Do you believe that God rejoices in giving you the best of the kingdom? Is there something only God could do for you? Is there anything that God could do for you? Let us believe that God is a good God. And let us have a prayer that full of confidence in the goodness of God. We should not pray it just getting by prayer or just low prayer or very fearful prayer. We should pray with boldness. We should pray with faith and also the uncommon and unusual prayer. With this truth in mind, I dare you to put an indeed on the end of your request. Indeed is like saying to God, my Lord, give me your best. You step out in faith and take the limits of God and put 5 exclamation points on your prayer. Father, I pray that you bless my children indeed. Father, I pray that you bless my finances indeed. Father, I pray that you bless this new opportunity indeed. Father, I pray that you give me a good break, an open door. Father, I pray that this incurable disease with the bad medical report shall be gone. I pray, Father, that my debt will be paid off indeed. Father, I pray that my marriage relationship will be restored. You bless me with your favor indeed. My brother and sister, I want to remind you one more time. God wants his best for you and me. We are his children. God wants to pour out his favor, his provision, his strength, his faith, his grace, his victory, his blessing upon us. He is not holding anything back from you and me. God's very best is what is in store for your life and my life. Let us declare a blessing over our own life. Let us pray this prayer together. Follow what I say by faith. God, you are about to do something unusual, uncommon, something that I have never seen before. Breakthroughs, healing, deliverance, favor, opportunities, the fullness of my destiny is coming my way. God, my Father, you want your best for me. I believe it and declare it. I receive your blessing and I get ready to see it. I'm ready to see that you take me places that I never thought possible. Thank you, Lord. I believe you rejoice when I believe that you love to bless me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, you should pray like this, and you should have this kind of mentality and this kind of faith in your heart every single day. And I believe you're going to see unusual blessing, breakthrough, and your life going to be the blessing to many people, and you'll give glory to the Lord. Again, you don't pray all this, pray with a selfish heart or self-centeredness. You want to be the blessing to His kingdom. You seek the kingdom of God first, and God will get all the glory. In Jesus' name, thank you so much. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. My friend is dead.
thirsty.